This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
What a beautiful Friday. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Intern Joe, we are all here, so time to get after it.
Buckle up, baby.
Buckle up, 70 for the high today. 3D printing.
Listen, there's one thing in this world that I will never understand, no matter how many times you explain it to me, no matter how many ways you slice and dice it to me, I cannot wrap my head around it.
You know, our coworker has a 3D printer. He's been having a lot of fun with it.
I know.
And I find it impressive, except when people start making, you know, machine guns with it.
Houses, cars. Like, I just don't understand, like, I don't get how it's, I can't even envision how it's doing what it's doing. Like, this is something that's like, it keeps me up at night, if I'm being honest.
The only way.
It literally keeps me up at night.
Okay, so imagine icing a cake, like a piping bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Full of whatever building material it is, whether it's plastic, metal, concrete.
Who's doing it?
Who? What do you mean, who?
The machine?
Yeah, so you program in. It's like, hey, this is what we want it to print on this layer, and then it just goes layer by layer, and then it moves
but
it up.
But it can print anything.
Pretty much
whatever
at this point.
Whatever you put into it.
There's 3D printed homes right now. They constructed an entire neighborhood using a 3D printing, whatever you want to call it, computer. And this thing is just blowing out concrete. It put up an entire neighborhood in like a week. I'm beyond impressed. And these are nice homes. And affordable.
How do you put the plans in? Who's engineering?
So you go into a computer program and you build a 3D model.
Who's in CAD? How?
Yeah, in CAD. Exactly.
Yeah, it's an entire program.
But you're telling me our coworker down the hall is engineering images and products on CAD?
I've done it before.
Yeah, you could. You're capable of doing it.
I've 3D printed lots of things.
Your head's going to explode
because
you've never used it.
I need to like physically see it in action. 3D printing.
How many of you actually have a 3D printer? And by the way, how much did it cost you?
Printing guns?
People have printed, yeah, the molds of a gun too. It's a scary, yeah.
How does
they
that
are
work?
Illegal.
Yeah, they you don't want to do that.
Very illegal.
Obviously, but.
Yeah. You're just printing out guns with no serial number?
Exactly.
I don't understand.
So the thing is I was wondering, what are some of the things that people are making with them? Because one dude, I saw he was in a car accident and just started 3D printing the replacement parts he needed for his vehicle.
But what is it? What is inside that is...
So it's, I think, like what our coworker has down the hall, it's printing out, think of like a hot glue gun, Breezy, but like plastic's coming out, and it's slowly in a case. It's like a printer, but it's encased in plastic, and you can see it at work. It's actually molding the object that you programmed to actually print.
So the normal 3D printers take plastic filament, similar to like weed whacker stuff.
I can't wait and to go back and listen to this break.
And it melts it, and then it draws one layer at a time.
No. No, I can't.
Why? What's the problem? Are you interested
in
getting
one? Here's the problem. No, absolutely not. I'm scared of it. No, I'm terrified. Here's the problem. Not great at math, and I feel like there's a lot of math that goes into this. I'm looking at coordinate grids right now. I'm looking at plot points. I'm looking at C plus D squared to G.
If you know how to use CAD, does it everything for you.
Nope.
One guy just texted in and was like, 3D modeling is anyone can actually learn to print fairly easy if they want to. How do you do it, though?
Oh. Also?
Because I know it's a hobby for some people.
There's online libraries of pre-existing models that you can download.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, it's like so weird that everybody has a 3D printer. This person says...
Not everyone.
No, literally. This person says, my favorite thing to print on my 3D printer is architectural animals. It's kind of like a figurine toy, but they're super popular. My 3D printer was $800. Also, I feel like that number's super cheap for what they're doing.
No, it's... Yeah, I got
they're
another...
They're not that expensive.
Who's this person? Anthony texted in.
When did this come out?
$500 he got his for.
It's 10, 15 years ago?
No, they started becoming...
No,
like people.
I can't.
I was able to 3D print when I was in high school.
Yeah, but at school, not a lot of people own them personally.
So my uncle bought a 3D printer while I was in high school that he still uses at his store.
2005.
So... Technology's 20 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, it's just not something we have in the house today, like microwaves, but that's probably going to be the situation. Hey, guys, good morning. Printing is not that difficult. It's the 3D modeling and designing your own parts for printing that takes a lot more skill. Yeah.
I think what I'm taking away from this is I'm anti-3D. I'm anti-3D movies. As I get nauseous, I'm anti-3D printing because I don't understand it. I mean, I'm starting to understand it a little better, but like you're telling me you can 3D print a computer?
Dude, there's a guy that 3D printed his entire vehicle and then assembled the parts.
No.
It was wild to watch. It's on YouTube.
I can't. I'm not here for it. I don't know, you guys. I just... You know that...
Breezy.
I think this is relatable. Like, how there's some things that like... You're like, I'll believe it when I see it. And then even when you do see it, you don't believe it. That's 3D printing for me. I can't do it.
No, I understand.
I won't be doing it.
It's very hard to wrap your head around if you've never done it. This guy says it's easier than it looks, Breezy. You download a file, open it in the correct software, you hit the slice and print button, and then you wait for it to finish.
Yeah.
He made it sound really easy.
It's like making a piece of toast.
If you were to use it, what is the first thing you would make?
That's the thing. Like, I feel like there's too many options. Like, the options are so endless. You can make anything from a home to a gun to shoes.
Well, don't get emotional on us. It's just a simple question. What do you want to make? What would you make? Think about the things you use on a day-to-day basis.
Like a new clicker, like a new remote.
For what? Roku?
My TV.
There you go.
I'm always.
Yeah, you can do.
But I don't know how to program it. You know? So there's guts inside that need to be programmed. I don't know how to do that.
I think it's just the casing.
Just build a new case so that you can have a purple remote for your TV.
Too complicated.
Yeah. Okay. You didn't really want to learn how to do it. You just want to come on the air and complain about it.
Yeah.
It's not even complaining. It's not even learning. It's just disbelief.
I think
I'm
we
in
could.
Disbelief.
Hey, what's that course you were telling me about yesterday in Rochester? I think on University Ave. It teaches you how to do anything.
Oh,
you
it's
know.
The Brainery.
The Brainery. They're going to be holding a class, I think, on 3D printing, and we should go.
You're just making that up.
Well, you said they do anything and everything. I'm assuming there's a class.
It's 3D printing, apparently. So
if they do it, we're going. We're all going. Not
Joe
you. You're
like,
done.
I was like, I literally don't work here. So
I'm like, I've literally been 3D printing for 10 years.
So. Okay, we're good.